Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse for the WDRT listening area. Today will be cloudy with a high near 53, breezy with a north wind gust as high as 26 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 39. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 37. Sunday, sunny with a high near 48. And Sunday, Halloween night, partly cloudy with a low around 29, a west wind of 6 to 8 miles an hour. And in the news for today, in our weekly COVID-19 update, there have been a total of 788,042 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Wisconsin since reporting began in March 2020. There were 2,152 new confirmed cases reported on Thursday and a seven-day average of 1,820 confirmed cases reported per day. There were also 16 deaths reported for the week. As of Thursday, there had been a total of 8,459 deaths since March 2020. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says four counties are now at a critically high level of COVID-19 activity, which includes Richland County. Vernon, Crawford, and Monroe counties are now in the very high level of transmission stage. The Vernon County Health Department, in its weekly update as of Thursday, reported no new deaths or hospitalizations due to COVID, but did confirm 14 new cases of the virus. And in other state news, from the WPR online news reporting earlier today, hundreds of people packed the state capitol on Thursday to weigh in on Wisconsin Republicans' 2021 redistricting plan. The new political lines could determine how much control Republicans continue to hold in state government and Wisconsin's congressional delegation until 2031. Republican lawmakers who control the state legislature unveiled their bills for new state legislative districts and congressional districts last week. Since then, a number of nonpartisan groups have decried the proposed districts, which are very similar to the state's current maps, as partisan gerrymandering that gives Republicans too much of an advantage in future Wisconsin elections, some deeming it immoral. GOP leaders have pushed back, arguing their map proposals are fair, constitutional, and follow traditional redistricting principles. Governor Tony Evers created a new redistricting commission for the state last year, but Republicans have rejected that effort as partisan and refused to use its map proposals as a starting point for the 2021 map-making process. Evers has indicated he will not sign the Republicans' proposed maps into law unless they change up their proposal. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.